Good morning to you, too. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Within 24 hours of a devastating fire in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, more than 700 million in donations have poured in to restore the church. Many historic artifacts that were thought to be destroyed were actually found and salvaged. The French president wants the cathedral rebuilt within 5 years. Perfect. Now I have a reason to go to Paris.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Paris, Alex?
Always wanted to go. Have not been to Europe ever.
Live the web girl. Have you been to Paris?
No, I want to go so bad.
Oh, Joe and Alex Roadshow chip it will be.
Let me kiss you. Oh, sorry. Yeah, they say it may take decades, though, to actually rebuild, according to architects. But hopefully, it'll be rebuilt, and it'll be pretty cool. It's amazing they saved all those artifacts. Now, this is deranged and scary, and I'm not going to say the person's name because I don't give this psycho any credit. But did you guys see this person that the FBI is looking for? There's a massive manhunt because they want to. They have such a fascination with Columbine. Did you see this story?
I think I saw a little bit of it.
Okay, the FBI says a massive manhunt is underway for a Florida woman obsessed with the 1999 Columbine Massacre. She actually flew to Colorado from Miami Monday night. The special agent in charge of the FBI in Denver says the 18-year-old bought a pump-action shotgun and ammunition after leaving Denver International Airport. This person made threats that caused Columbine and more than 20 other high schools in the area to lock their doors Tuesday.
Wow.
The threats were, quote, concerning but not specific to any school. Saturday, which is incredible to believe, will be the 20th anniversary of the Columbine shooting in which two students killed 12 students and a teacher.
Oh, that's creepy for sure.
Yeah, that's so scary. What a psycho.
Crazy, crazy people. A man was on a trip from New York, and he was unknowingly infected with measles before traveling to Michigan and infecting 38 more people.
Wow.
One county in New York is working with the health department and is finding unvaccinated people who are exposed to measles and still go out in public places. Unvaccinated children must be kept home from school unless they have a religious or medical exemption. The measles virus can survive for 4 hours in the air, which is insane. But please don't be a dummy. Get vaccinated. Like, your personal choice is affecting other people here.
Yep, it is.
Just stupidity at its highest. Like, think of how many people. Like, what if he hopped on a plane? Measles on a plane?
Yep.
I saw a tweet yesterday that said, me flirting on Bumble. So when was your last vaccination?
That could be a good opening line to slide into those DMs. Okay, we don't cover a lot of sports on the Joe and Alex Show, but this is pretty interesting. The Seattle Seahawks and quarterback Russell Wilson have reached an agreement. Wilson got a 4-year, $140 million extension that includes a $65 million signing bonus. I need to get a signing bonus that big. That makes the quarterback the highest paid NFL player in the league. It's insane hearing these athletes, how much they're making, and it's shattering old records.
That's
it's like, no, I'm the highest.
Insane. It's for Russell Wilson.
Russell the love muscle?
He just, like, I feel like he's becoming washed out. Like,
he's
entering kind of his, like, final years, and, like, for them to spend that much money on him is just, like, very interesting.
Some of the greatest quarterbacks, though, they kind of have their, like, you know, their shining moment in the light as they kind of fade out. Like on their last tour.
No, I mean, I get that. Like, Tom Brady, obviously, he'll be good until he retires.
Not, stop. I knew you'd bring
I'm
Brady
sorry.
Into
and
this.
Also, no, but, why can't I think of his name? You know who I'm talking about.
Bobby
Peyton
Boucher?
Manning.
Oh.
No, Peyton Manning, obviously, him. He was good until he retired, but, like, the Seahawks haven't been, like, that hot.
Yeah, so I never hear about their team, really.
It's just interesting that they're going to spend that much money on him.
Let's not forget Brett Favre going to the Jets for a year.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think we'd like Brett Favre more if he wasn't sending ding-dong pics to reporters unsolicited. But, hey, that's neither here nor there. And finally, man, thank God we don't get fired for every time we mess up because it's funny. But a news anchor in New York was reporting something yesterday morning about a dog that was rescued, because it's an insane story. The dog was 135 miles off the coast of Thailand, and these oil rig workers rescued it. It's like, how the hell did the dog get out there?
Aww, but I actually saw the picture of the dog.
Okay, well, he was trying to report on that, and, well, this is his little slip up and things got awkward.
The dog in Thailand is certainly giving new meaning to the phrase doggy stop, doggy paddle, excuse me. He was found swimming.
Well, what's this guy doing? You playboy, you.
One of the 35 miles off the shore of Thailand near an oil rig.
Workers first spotted the dog.
I don't know. I know. There's no way around it. Workers first spotted the dog last Friday. They believe he fell off a fishing trawler. He's now in good shape and on dry land with an animal protection group. One I'm sure I'll be working with very soon. More news 4 at 11 when we come back.
That guy had an awesome recovery, by the way, too. Because if I didn't tell him, it's the Joe and Alex show.
That's hilarious. He can always just say he was referencing Snoop Dogg's album.
Yeah,
you know,
great.
Cover.
It's a classic.
I hear that and I'm like, this is why I do not want to do morning news. It is completely different than radio. It is so much more serious. You know, you can't make any edgy jokes like that.
Do you think
it's so
that
awkward.
Maybe it's getting more relaxed a little bit.
Compared to what it used to be, yeah.
It completely depends on the city that you're in and the type of network that they want to be.
All right, well, you can see that amazing news coverage and everything else in the Need to Know News at one convenient location. Go to joeandalexshow.com.